Welcome to Always Something, the podcast where we dive into the unexpected, the unpredictable, and the unavoidable world of crisis communications. I'm Jamie, and every week we'll unpack the latest headlines, media moments, and entertainment disasters, exploring how things can go off course and how to steer them back. Whether it's a scandal, a setback, or a PR crisis, you can always bet there's always something to talk about. If you're in the biz or just intrigued by the drama behind the scenes, pull up a chair and let's get into it. Happy New Year. And we are kicking off 2025 with some really exciting activities from the royal family. Meghan Markle, along with Netflix, just dropped the trailer for her new Netflix series titled With Love. It's like a lifestyle slash like homemaking, gardening, cooking show that kind of showcases her personality as like a hostess and like a brand developer. It's giving the early signs of someone that is following in the footsteps of like Oprah and Martha Stewart. We've seen her dip her toe a little bit into that, and now we're just going full steam ahead with it. The royal family has always kind of teetered on being celebrities, being, you know, state officials, government officials, and leaders in the public space, and advocates for, you know, global human rights. However, I feel like Meghan is in like a very interesting place, right? Because she is an actress. She's done, you know, commercials, and she's done other things in entertainment. So I feel like this is like a natural kind of evolution for her. It makes sense from a branding perspective. It makes sense from a media inclusive point of view, you know, because the royal family has always had like a peculiar kind of relationship with the press, right? Like, even dating back to when Prince William and Prince Harry were boys, they have always just kind of been out in front of the camera, and they didn't really have an opportunity to kind of dictate what the cameras and what the media perceived of them. They just kind of had to stand there and take it. And as Prince William, you know, met Meghan, had a relationship with her, got engaged, married, and started a family with her, I think that it just went into high gear for him, and it alarmed him to like a different level because it's impacting him in such a more like personal and intimate way that it did as a young boy and as a young man. Obviously, he has an understandable amount of trauma and anxiety when it comes to dealing with members of the press because of everything that he and his brother have gone through, you know, obviously with what happened with his mother passing away. And he talked about it in his book, Spare. Reading the book, I felt as if he didn't come to terms with a lot of it. He hadn't really like resolved a lot of his aversion to the media. And as time went on, I think that he said, okay, I have to do this, right? I gotta be with the press. I gotta be with the media. The least I can do is like control it. Now, when I say control, it differs than what the royal family obviously does, right? Because they leak stories to the British tabloids all the time. It's so important to their equity in the United Kingdom. And I believe that they have, like, to be honest, like a very like complicated and kind of like unstable and, I don't use the word demented, but kind of. And he's kind of inferred that as well. Like, Prince Harry has always said, like, hey, you guys are like way too much of my business. You're spreading lies. You're risking, you know, the health of my wife and of me, and you're, you know, forcing us to do this, and you're asking for this, and you're following us around, and you're snooping around, and this and that. And he just got sick of it. And then they came to the United States, and they found like safety and allies. And, you know, as Americans, we've always been fascinated by the royal family, right? Like, they are like distant cousins of us, the United Kingdom. So, you know, we have a lot of like culture ties to them. We have a lot of like racial and ethnic ties to the United Kingdom here in the United States. So yes, I believe that it made perfect sense for him to come to the United States. Meghan is obviously from Los Angeles. She already has her circle of friends here. She spent a significant amount of time in Canada, and she didn't want to be there anymore. They were living there. And then obviously right before the pandemic, and they talked about this in their Netflix series about how the media found them, and they were basically like racing the clock from, you know, the start of the pandemic and everything shutting down to just like leaving and having a safe place to go. And then enter Tyler Perry. And he's like, hey, I have a house here in LA. Why don't you guys come here? Like, rest your head, relax, and, you know, I'll take care of you guys until you guys, you know, decide what you want to do. And I have always been like, I guess like kind of peeking behind the veil a little bit about like the amount of trauma and confusion and anger that both Meghan and Prince Harry had. I understand like the aversion to the media. And those of us that are in communications, we teeter kind of in the middle, right? Like, we are an advocate for the subject, right? Whether it is an organization, whether it's an institution, whether it's a celebrity, whether it's a public figure in government, our job is to represent them, right? And understand their narrative, what they want to say, what they don't want to say, prepping them for media questions, engaging with the press to drop stories. And we are an ally of the press, right? So we want the truth to be out there. We understand who is the most significant media outlet, and we want to rub elbows with them and get along with them. And there's a mutual level of respect and rapport that the media has with those of us in communications. But our job is to protect the subject. And in Prince Harry and in Meghan's case, they didn't have anybody really kind of advocating for them, right? Like, they kind of had to do it themselves. They had to figure it out on their own. They had to know who was safe, who was not safe. And they had to do that kind of sight unseen, right? And Prince Harry kind of talked about that, about how his eyes kind of opened and he was like, wait a minute. And I think Meghan really helped him and reassured him that what he was thinking and what he was feeling was comprehensive. It was a normal and healthy response to what he had endured his entire life. Fast forward, they come to the United States, they stay here, and we were kind of expecting, like, okay, they're here. And we wanted to see them out and about more. And of course they were. Like, they weren't, like, completely hiding from us. What I expected to see at the time was for them to not go full in, but I was expecting to see them with their celebrity friends a little more. And finding safety and I can engage with the press, I can engage with the media, with these people, and align my brand with who these people are. And they didn't really do that. They decided that they wanted to do a Spotify show, or like Meghan did, which I actually listened to. It was good. Harry wrote Spare. There also was the book Founding Freedom, which I read. And then they had like the Netflix like docuseries that came out, Harry and Meghan, that I thought was very compelling. However, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it. It did feel a little performative. It felt like they wanted a place to vent and a place to share their feelings, which they're totally entitled to do. But it felt as if Megan was not telling us who she was completely. And I think a part of it was anxiety, a part of it was fear, a part of it was still, like, therapeutically, they probably needed to, like, process some things. And they did the show because they also, like, needed to have an income, because Prince Harry talked about that. Like, his mother left him an inheritance, but, like, the royal family cut both of them off and took their security. So they had to do it. It made sense. And now I think they're like, okay, we did that. We know what Netflix is expecting of us. I've been doing my research. I've also been trying to nudge here and there to see if I can get some information. I haven't been able to get it yet about the terms of their Netflix contract. Like, how many pieces of content do they need to produce in order to fulfill their contract with Netflix? And what is Netflix agreeing to now? Like, they signed something previously and there were reports about what it would be, but obviously neither of them are going to share exactly the terms of it because it's private and it's something that was negotiated between their attorneys here in the United States and Netflix's attorneys. Do I think that this show that Meghan Markle is having on Netflix is her ripping off the Band-Aid? Yes. Do I think that there is more to come after this show? Yes. I expect her also to do more branding partnerships. I expect to see her come out with some type of, like, product line, some type of, like, consumer good product, and negotiate it with, like, some really super, like, high-end department store and do commercialization for that and some type of, like, retail communications and retail marketing. And this show, to me, reads as if this is, like, the introduction or the precipice for her becoming her own brand. Like, if you look at Martha Stewart, if you look at Oprah Winfrey, and the Obamas are a good recent example of, like, pivoting and becoming lifestyle influencers to an extent. But Meghan Markle has to learn how to commodify her influence. And I don't think she's, like, totally solved for that yet. So this Netflix series is going to do that. Yes, I expect her to come out with, like, a cook line. I expect her to come out with, like, organic honey and jams, and she's already doing that, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I expect to see throughout 2025. But she's gonna have to understand that there is some measure of safety with the press, and this is, like, kind of something that I'm seeing as a trend anyway, is that people don't want to do interviews anymore. They don't want to do it. Like, they want to just say, okay, give me a camera crew and you guys follow me around and I'll tell the producers what I want. That's not moving media forward in that way. And maybe it's just because I'm a traditionalist and I like the idea of a subject and an interviewer sitting across from one another and questions being asked and that person answering them. You know, I have studied Oprah Winfrey my entire career and even before, you know, as a little girl. And, you know, the interview that Oprah Winfrey did with Meghan and Harry was a class above and beyond anything I'd ever seen. Like, that is how you interview someone. That is how you do follow-up questions. And that is an incredibly smart and experienced interviewer that is naturally inquisitive, asking the right questions and leaving no stone unturned. And however long the interview is going to be, is it's going to be. And is going to be driving culture forward, right? And only Oprah Winfrey was going to be able to handle something like that. I would not be surprised if Meghan and Harry do another sit down with Oprah. I don't think they have any regrets of doing that interview. And I think that Oprah has much more insight into how they can kind of like pivot and navigate into talking about the things that they want to discuss as opposed to only dwelling on the past, which is what happened in the last interview. So that's what I'm expecting to see in 2025 from Meghan. The Netflix show, her doing some measured press for it, and then also expanding into a lifestyle brand, going into department stores. I also expect to see her being on the cover of a few magazines. Yes, I do. Likely American Vogue or something like that. I don't think that, you know, she's going to do anything aside from that. And it's going to be like a huge, like expansive, like editorial piece for her. And yeah, so let's see what 2025 holds for Meghan Markle. I don't know what to expect from Prince Harry yet. I don't know what to see. You know, he hasn't really like dropped any hints or nuggets yet about what he's going to do. So let's just see. And yeah, we'll unpack it as it happens. That's all that I have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.